Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
This Yom Yerushalayim Jerusalem Day, and joining us this morning, to talk about what it means. What is Yom Yerushalayim? What does it mean to the residents of Jerusalem, to the residents and the people of Israel, as well as to Jews around the world, is Fleur Nassam, Hassan Nahum. She is the former deputy mayor of the city of Jerusalem. A very, very good morning to you, and thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning to you. We're okay. We're good. Getting ready for the celebrations.
Yeah, there's an incredible atmosphere. So I'm fortunate enough to be in Jerusalem at the moment. And just walking around last night, you can sense this energy. This energy is building through this area. What happens today? What's it going to be like?
Well, first of all, the meaning of Jerusalem Day is very significant for us, because Jerusalem is not just the capital of the Jewish people, it's also the capital of the Jewish nation. But even more than that, Jerusalem is the place where the Jewish nation united to become one nation. Before 3,000 years or more ago, when King David decided to put the capital of the Jewish nation in Jerusalem in order to unite the tribes that were separate, that's where everybody gathered. This is the ingathering of all the tribes, and this is where we became one people and one nation. So there's been a continuous Jewish presence of Jerusalem for 3,000 years. We've been kicked out, exiled, massacred, and we've always had a Jewish presence here. And then, miraculously, 1967, in a war we didn't start, we never do, the capital was reunited. Our eternal capital was reunited. And so we celebrate that reunification, which to our people is a return to Zion. Jerusalem, one of Jerusalem's many names is Zion. And so this is why it's such a meaningful day.
I think it's worth noting as well that Jerusalem, or the east part of Jerusalem, was controlled by Jordan. It certainly wasn't part of any Palestinian state between 1948 and 1967.
There's never been an independent Palestinian state because, quite right, as you say, in 1947, when the partition of Israel was offered to the Palestinian leadership at the time, they said, no, we want the whole thing. And they didn't take it. And then Jordan went and illegally occupied East Jerusalem, as well as the West Bank, between 48 and 67. That was an illegal occupation, because that was never meant for them. It was either for us or for the rejectionist Palestinians who didn't take it. And so in 1967, when Jordan started another war against us, as long as it was Egypt, Lebanon, and Syria, and we won, we managed to reunite that city, our city, and that's what we're celebrating today.
So what do those celebrations entail?
Well, there's parties everywhere. Children are having ceremonies this morning. There's official national ceremonies with the Prime Minister, the Mayor of Jerusalem, etc. And then this afternoon, we have a traditional march through the old city of Jerusalem, which essentially follows the path of the liberation of the old city, of our holiest sites, and of Temple Mount. And so that'll be happening today. We won't go to Temple Mount, but we will get to the Wailing Wall.
Right. And in terms of the tension that we generally read about throughout the world, is that, as you know, and obviously we have to always be very circumspect, because the media likes to focus on sporadic incidents rather than the whole picture. How much of a problem is it really on the ground?
Well, you know, we have thousands and thousands of young people from the whole country coming to Jerusalem to march on Jerusalem Day. And unfortunately, there's always a few bad apples that try and be hooligans and try and cause problems. The police is on them. Today is probably the most secure day to be in Jerusalem. And so I trust, like most years, that the police will manage to keep the peace. And on top of that, of course, we're concerned about rocket fire coming from the Houthis or coming from Gaza. And God knows what other radicals are planning to do something. So the police are today, on top form, making sure that the peace is kept.
What happens during a rocket fire today when you've got thousands of people?
That's a great question.
Obviously can't fit into various shelters.
Yeah, it's impossible for everybody to run to a shelter. So we pray that if there is rocket fire, that it gets intercepted and nobody's danger. That's one of the problems we have. And let's hope that it doesn't become a problem.
Absolutely incredible. Well, I'm greatly looking forward to it when the show's over. We'll certainly go walking around Jerusalem, go down to the Kotel, to the Old City, and just get a sense of what is happening there. Fleur Hassan Nachum, thank you, as always, giving us a sense of what is happening in Jerusalem and what the meaning is, what lies behind the iconic notion of what Jerusalem is. It's 8:25.